underway. Well, you better get ready for a brand new day. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are gonna win today. They're singing,
go Cubs, go! Go Cubs, go! Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are gonna win today. Go Cubs, go! Go Cubs, go! Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are gonna win today.
They got the power, they got the speed to be the best in the National League.
Go Cubs, go! Hey Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are gonna win today. Go Cubs, go! Go Cubs, go! Hey Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are gonna win today.
Baseball time is here again. You can catch it all on WGN. So stamp your feet.
Chicago Cubs got the greatest fan. Go Cubs, go! Go Cubs, go! Hey Chicago, what do you say? The Cubbies are gonna win today.
Let's go!
Late, great Steve Goodman with the Cubs fight song, Go Cubs Go, on your radio, friend. It is 22, almost 23 minutes after 9 o'clock. This is your play-by-play man and color analyst for life, all wrapped up into one nice, neat package. Glenn Klein for a thank God. It's Monday morning. Well, we made it through the debacle in St. Louis last night. So great to have diversions like the Cubs. The Packers won last night again. What has happened to our country? Now, we've had problems all along. And by the way, happy Columbus Day for all you Native Americans out there. Columbus Day. We have a day celebrating a genocidal maniac. Committed mass murder, a thief. But it's tradition. But even with all of our history, like Columbus, like the Salem witch trials, like what we have done to the indigenous peoples of this country. By the way, it is Indigenous Peoples Day in Berkeley, California today. They just scrapped Columbus Day altogether. Slavery, Jim Crow, the subjugation of women, Watergate, Vietnam. We've never seen anything like this. If Hillary Clinton would have run against any legitimate presidential candidate, she would be getting trounced right now. These leaks from Julian Assange and WikiLeaks that came out over the weekend, I would not be surprised. The Clintons are brilliant politicians. They're so Machiavellian that I would not be surprised at all if it was leaked to them that the WikiLeaks thing was going to come out and reveal through the hacked emails of John Podesta and the actual speeches that Grandma Hillary was not wanting to be released while she was running in the primaries against Uncle Bernie, when people wanted to feel the burn so bad. It verified everything that Bernie Sanders was saying about her, those speeches. So, of course, Clinton is in cahoots with the Washington Post. Somebody leaked the video transcript, or actually the actual video, to the Washington Post. They release it the exact same time that Julian Assange releases what would have been a huge October surprise that's barely gotten talked about. It was mentioned last night in the so-called town hall in St. Louis at Washington U. Unbelievable. We had Governor Tommy Thompson on earlier in the early morning show as I filled in for Mike MC Hammer Clemens because Mike was covering the Packers games. That's what happens. He covers the Packers the night games or travels, and I get to do the early morning show with the great Tom Carco. Governor Thompson said he's going to still vote for Donald J. Trump. Thompson said that Trump won the debate last night. Did you see and hear how dry-mouthed both those candidates were? Especially when they started talking about the specifics of what Trump had said on the video with Billy Bush. How ironic is that? You know, Billy Bush is related to W. And the rest of he's a Bush. And then when they started talking, when Trump started talking specifically about Bill Clinton, Trump brought the four of the women that have accused Clinton of sexual impropriety and out-and-out rape. Juanita Broderick was there. And then they had a cutaway to the former president when Trump was talking about it. He did not look happy at all. Chelsea is going to be in Racine today with Senator Tammy Baldwin stumping for her mom. With everything that has happened with the Clintons, with the way that Hillary rose to power through playing the victim card during the Monica Lewinsky scandal, with all the deceit and lies and corruption, that's in the tradition of American politics. The Clintons have done it as much or more than anybody. But she, even with the way that things progressed, she went from being the most unpopular first lady in the United States of America since Eleanor Roosevelt to being propelled to the U.S. Senate when she carpet-bagged her way to the Senate position in New York State. Remember, she lost to Rick Lazio and he stepped over and had a request of her to sign a petition. That was too much. Trump was absolutely stalking her last night. It was creepy. But the rest of the world has got to be looking at us and going, what are you guys doing? But Trump is, I mean, everybody's bailing. Speaker Paul Ryan, he was supposed to be there with him with Senator Ron Johnson in Elkhorn on Friday. Nope, got disinvited to Donald J. Trump. Mike Pence was supposed to be there, that he didn't come. Trump disagrees with his vice presidential running mate in last night's event. What a mess. Trump spent much of the debate either disagreeing with his own running mate, attacking fellow Republicans. Now, this could actually turn into a benefit for the Republicans. Because if you're in a swing district and you're running for Congress or if you're running for Senate, like Ron Johnson is running for re-election here against Russ Feingold, you could make the argument, listen, Hillary's going to be president, and we need a bulwark against her to stop her from doing what she wants to do. So you might vote for Hillary, or you might vote for Gary Johnson, or you might vote for Jill Stein, but you got to vote to keep a Republican Congress, to keep her in check. I for the life of me, I can't imagine a person of conscience voting for Donald J. Trump. This is how much the Clintons are hated in Republican circles. But I will be proud to cast my vote for the former governor two-term governor, Republican governor of a blue state, New Mexico, Gary Johnson, and his running mate, two-term Republican governor from Massachusetts, another blue state. There's still time, ladies and gentlemen. It is possible that if Johnson wins New Mexico, and if Trump can just keep his... And first of all, there's going to be more tapes. You know they've got more stuff on this guy. There's certain times where the truth comes out on these people under pressure. When Bill Clinton pointed his finger at us and said that he did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. When Hillary accused the right wing, vast conspiracy, for the Monica Lewinsky scandal, even though it was her husband's fault. When Richard Nixon said it's important for the American people to know their president is not a crook, when he was. Or when Ronald Reagan was shot in the assassination attempt by John Hinckley, we saw what was really what he was made of. Humor, strength. When George W. Bush, in the aftermath of 9/11, remember what he did? He's a cowboy. He said, wanted dead or alive. That wasn't good. That wasn't very mature. But in this case, under the pressure of being interviewed by Billy Bush on Access Hollywood, we found out what Donald J. Trump is all about.
Real Racine invites you to take a fall drive on the scenic back roads of Racine County. You'll see quilts on barns, 21 colorful quilt patterns mounted on historic barns.